Blog Talk Radio.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? Oh, yes he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Empower each and every one of you, including myself. If anyone would like to be a guest, you can call in at 516-595-8287. There's also a link that allows you to be able to jump in our chat box on C. Johnson's Facebook, STACIE, or you can visit the website and listen in at StacyLJohnson.org. I'm excited. Like I said, this is part two of preparations towards your next, that's our focus factor for today. Going over a little bit of what we discussed last week, Arquise was having a made-up mind about what it is that you want to do. Whatever it is that you are doing in your next, have a made-up mind about it. Have a sense of direction. Having a sense of direction, knowing, you know, is this something that I can achieve? Can I attain this? You know, even if you're unfamiliar with what it is that you're doing, having a clear idea about what you're going to be doing. Doing your research. Having background in what it is that you are doing. Having some knowledge, you know, just be very, know your resources and how you could be helped with what it is that you are doing. Sticking to the plan, knowing that this is what I want to do. Nothing can steer me away from what it is I am focused on. Being certain about that, not becoming relaxed and too laid back in it, but know that this is what I want to do and this is, you know, this is my goal and I'm going to hit that mark regardless. Focus on that goal and stay on track. Am I missing anything?
I think that was it. You said be clear, stay focused, be serious.
Yep,
I think
that's
that was
where
it.
That's where we left off. Yes. So before we had got off, I wanted to make sure I stressed that preparations towards your next is not always about opening or starting up a business. It's not always a change in career or going back to school. It doesn't always include those materialistic and tangible things. And I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that when we are preparing for our next, that it's also a self thing as well, within yourself, things that we have to work out with ourselves before we can allow ourselves to reach certain levels of success in anything else. And so I wanted to make that clear and just know that the best chance at being successful at anything is having a changed mindset, a made-up mindset. Are you prepared to change your mind? Have you thought about it? How do you think towards what it is that you are changing and what you're doing? How are you perceiving that? You know, when you think about things with yourself, because the last few episodes that we've gone over on the show has been about self-care, you know, how successful are you at loving yourself? How successful are you at being able to love someone else? You know, have you obtained your own joy? You don't need anyone else's validation to make you happy or joyful. You know, where are you at with your peace? Those are all a part of self-care, but that's also a part of preparations towards your next, because how you think about yourself ultimately, you know, can show to someone else, or what you believe in yourself, you know, can show with someone else. If you don't believe in yourself, it's going to be hard for someone else to believe in you and what it is that you're doing. So I wanted to stress that and make that clear, too, that you know, what are you working on within yourself before you can do anything else? Because like I said, even if it's opening up a business, well, how do you feel about yourself? What have you done, or what have you changed with yourself so that you're successful in opening up your business? If you're a person that gives up all the time, or don't, you know, you're not committed or dedicated to what it is that you are doing, then how is opening up a business going to help you with that? So we have to work out the wrinkles and the kinks within ourselves first so that we can make sure that whatever we do is going to be successful and going to work itself out. So I wanted to make that clear, and we have to eliminate that fear. I've found so many people stuck in allowing fear and procrastination to keep them stagnated from living their best life and moving forward. That fear can sit and settle there sometimes and leave you stuck.
Wow. You know, before you move on, Tiffany, you were talking about changing the mindset, and the mind is a challenge to shift or change when you want to go towards your next or new things, even when concerning yourself. And I was sitting here thinking while you were talking, and, you know, it has to start with our thinking pattern, because if I don't feel or anybody doesn't feel that great about themselves or believe that they can do it, it's hard for them to have the momentum in any area, especially like starting a business or going to school. But if I don't feel great about myself, it's hard for me to have momentum in any area that I want to touch. So like you said, it has to start with you first. And I was telling somebody just the other day that it starts with a thought. Then we speak it, and then we feel it in our emotions, and then it becomes a behavior or action. So if I change my thinking, and I think people think this is so weird or cliche, but if you change your thinking and you start speaking positive things over yourself. We always talked about affirmations on the show and doing different things to encourage, but if you do it on a daily basis, it takes root. And when it takes root, you start to feel better. And when you feel better about yourself, then you have the behavior. And when you have that behavior, it's easy to move towards your goals and things that you're looking for. When you're depressed, when you have insecurity, when you have fears, when you're procrastinating, it's hard to move into your next, even concerning you personally, before a business or school or whatever. It's hard to move when you have those things weighing you down. So this is real good.
Yes, and that is so true. And, you know, I found one of the things that sometimes, too, it's hard, like you said, those changes can depend on the people that you're around sometimes, who's in your ear and what they're feeding you, and or just the circle of people that you just choose to hang with and them all not doing nothing. You know, they say birds of a feather flock together, and it's like, you know, are you the one, you know, and then it's like, are you the one that's always, you know, depositing into them and withdrawing so much? And then there's nothing around you that, you know, everything around you is completely dead. Nothing is changing. Nothing is growing. And so, you know, it's something that says, you know, I'm making changes in my life. So if you don't hear from me, then you were one of them. You know, so sometimes we have to completely, you know, a change mindset could sometimes just be, you know, changing what you put yourself around or who you put yourself around. And then you've made that, you know, that first step. It's similar to someone that wants to, you know, that talks about working out. You know, they're saying that a changed body requires a changed mind. You know, you have to tell yourself, like, you know, you can't just keep talking about this is what I want to do, this is how I want to look, but don't get up and do anything. You know, don't prepare your mind or don't even speak to your thoughts to actually act out that thing, because it says, you know, everything starts as a thought. And it turns into an action.
Yeah.
But if you're not thinking on that, you're never going to move on it. And so go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, we've got to, you know, really, really, like I said, change ourselves and start with ourselves and evaluate. That's what we've been talking about, being able to evaluate yourself, you know, and setting goals for yourself that's within you that needs to be ironed out, and then we can, you know, move forward into other things. Another thing is sometimes that fear will set in because we're afraid of what people may think of us or what people may say for wanting to make better decisions or lifestyle changes. Care too much about how people look at them, what they say or what they think. And we have to eliminate
the people pleasers. The people pleasers. You know, and I think at some point in our life, we all have been there. And, you know, whether it was in our younger years or, you know, whether it was in our older years, you know, at some point, whether it's however we wear our hair or our clothes, we look for that encouragement or affirmation from other people, and then it turns into people-pleasing. What do they think? How do you think they will respond? And that is so tricky because when you become a people-pleaser, your whole world is formed around the individuals and how you think they perceive you. You actually start policing mm-hmm. their thoughts. You're policing
yeah.
their thoughts on how they look at you, and you don't even know what they're thinking about, but you're watching their body language and their eyes. Oh, she's
right.
looking at me like she got an attitude with me, and she may not even be looking at you. You know what I mean? And this is some things sometimes
yep.
women deal with when they have those insecurities. And how do you think that, you know, people can get past those insecurities to really move into preparing themselves for their next when it comes to their personal, being a woman, being a man? How can they get past some of those insecurities that they have?
And that is so good that you asked that, because that oftentimes a lot of those majority of insecurities come from, usually start from a person's childhood years or you know, this disappointment from relationships, whether with friends or whether with, you know, family members or whether in a relationship. You know, that's where those insecurities come from. And so a lot
mm-hmm.
of times we have to, you know, really stop. We have to seize all of those thoughts and all of those things and disappointments from prior years of our life that got us to that point. For me, it's really finding the root of where it came from.
That's good.
You know, where did that insecurity come in? Because sometimes, you know, and I used to find myself sometimes, you know, out of a relationship, it's like I would have the most confidence in myself, and I would feel just so you know, I felt like I knew who I was. I knew what I wanted. I knew, you know, I felt very pretty. I felt real intelligent, like, you know, and then would get in a relationship and then would feel like, am I losing myself? Or, and it's like, you know, you have to find like, where did that come from? Where did that insecurity
mm-hmm.
come from, that when you feel like when you get attached to people or when you come around a circle of people that, you know, you're below them or belittle them, or you feel like this and you feel like that? And so it's like, you know, really having to go within yourself and find that root cause to that problem and pluck it up, remove it out the way. You know, oftentimes
wow.
we find ourselves stuck somewhere when that other person has moved on. A great example of that is a relationship. I know someone that, you know, lost a relationship, and it was all over a person's statement to them. And the statement, you know, was, you'll need me before I need you. But because how that person perceived that message from them, they removed themselves from that person. And, you know, when they finally spoke almost a whole year later, it was like, if you had come to me and told me that that made you feel a type of way, then I would have told you that's not what I meant. And let me share with you now, this is what I meant. Because sometimes we take stuff the wrong way, and that's not even what people are saying. And so we have to really find where the root of something began from, and then ask ourselves, is it really benefiting me carrying this, Is it really, you know, is that really what they meant by saying this? Or am I able to go to this person and tell them this is how this made me feel and then get clarity and then find out that that's not even what it was, you know? So sometimes when you can't go back to that person and you know, get what it is that you're looking for, like I said, you ask yourself, well, how is this benefiting me today? You know, ask yourself those questions to eliminate
it. We have a couple callers in the queue. The first one is 706. I'm going to open up your mic. And 513-628, if you'll hold on, we'll get to you shortly. 706, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, ladies. Great topic. Great topic. I just wanted to add, I'm actually in my car driving. I just dropped off three teenagers at the mall, you know, 13, 14-year-old range. And I was listening to their conversation they were having. And they were talking about one of their friends and the way they talked about her. There's no way she's a friend. And they talked about the things she did, where she fell short and she messed up and how they're going to, you know, look at her in a different way. And I began to think about that and I thought, why is it that we're so prone to strike with a negative and believe a negative about someone so much faster than the positive? Because with us doing that and speaking those things, it begins to shape them in a negative way. And as Apostle, as Stacey Johnson said, then that person begins to believe those things about themselves when they were just trying to make a decision based upon what they thought was best for them at that time. When it comes to seeing ourselves in a positive way, I'm a person who believes I can always see something good in someone. So I'm always passing out compliments. I find something about someone that I feel they should be complimented on, and I do so that when the other people come with the things that are negative, they've already been told the positive. And I try to do that today with the young girls that were in the car and tell them, you know, if she's a friend, then you all need to be there and have her back. And not, you know, be contributing to all the negative that's being, you know, placed upon her. And if she made a mistake and she's a friend, then you all help restore her.
Was the mistake something that damaged some trust with them? Just curious.
Yeah, it seemed like because she decided that she wanted to, you know, take up with a particular young man who it sounded like all of them had a crush on, but he chose her, and it didn't work out. Now she's an outsider.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So before you answer, Tiffany, did you want to answer that, or did you want me to go to the next caller? Your call.
No,
did you want to address that?
You know, the advice. The advice given, you know, about being because a true friend will be a true friend and talk to the person, you know, and so I think that advice given about being a friend was very good. It's a sticky situation, you know, because that's where you talk about your boundaries with your friends on, like, okay, you know, if we all like a person, but he only like one of us, but we all know we all like him real hard, we're just going to choose. You know, that's the conversation they have to have with their friends prior to. But I think, you know, the advice you gave about, you know, just being a friend and looking at the positives of the situation was, you know, was excellent. It was great because oftentimes, I don't know, you know, as humans, we will sometimes find a negative in a person first before we would other positives. But I think if they can definitely outweigh, you know, all her pros and her positives of a friend, then, it, you know, it's something that they should be able to definitely, you know, move on with. So I think that was really good.
Yeah, and before we go to our next caller, I would like to just piggyback on what Tiffany has said, because, you know, the question was, why is it so hard to find the positive but easy to talk about the negative? And when you think about it, when a person has something negative to say about somebody, it makes the person that's saying the negative stuff feel positive about themselves. So if I can tear you down, then that helps me to build myself up,
myself.
Which is actually backwards. Right, backwards,
yeah.
Because if I can build you, then I'm confident in who I am, because my building shouldn't come from tearing you down. My building should come from knowing who I am in the first place. And like Tiffany
mm-hmm.
said, it's about communication between the friends, because if we're friends and we're all liking the same person, then we need to have some conversations about boundaries and who's gonna go for him. And if it doesn't work out, then we need to be there to support you and not take his side and try to compete, because I think the competition is another thing that young people need to address with the young girls. Why are we competing against each other, and
mm-hmm.
why we got to go for this one person when there's so many others out there, you know, that we could be looking at and putting all this energy into this one person and building this person up, because you know that guy knows that, oh, he must be the stuff. And it's like, you know, let's deal with the competition thing. But then the reason why people compete is because something is missing in them where they need to be built. So this is so good. I'm going to go to
that's
caller.
That's really good.
mm-hmm. I'm going to go to caller 628. Thank you for your patience. Caller 628, your mic is open.
Hello, ladies. Going back to preparing for your next, when you prepare for your next, preparation is to make something acceptable to yourself rather than giving it to others first.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we're in the process of preparing, sometimes God will put us in a position where we can't speak on that process of preparing, whatever it is we're conjuring up, because certain people or certain things interfere and stop us or block us from completing or achieving that designated goal. So in other words, we sometimes have to keep our mouths closed and keep it between you and God, or as I say, have a hush mouth ministry. What y'all think about that?
I think that's
wow.
good. I think that's honest, too, because sometimes, you know, it's almost like they say, move in silence sometimes, you know, and it can be golden. I think that's real, and I think that's real to an extent of for the circle of people that you put yourself around sometimes. If I'm communicating with someone that I know is like-minded like me, has the same goals as I have, or not even the same goals as I have, but I can learn from them, they can learn from me, they can teach me something, I feel like I'm able to communicate with them about that. But if I'm around a group of people that I said, you know, it doesn't look like they want to come up, it doesn't look like they're doing anything, and they may just talk negative all the time. Those are not the people that I'm probably going to open up to about what it is that I'm doing, because they might not support me the way that I need them to, or they may laugh at it or just be like, yeah, okay, you know, you're saying that. But I think it just depends on, you know, who it is that you are having that communication with. But like you said, sometimes, you know, the greatest things happen when you've been quiet about it and you've just moved how you were supposed to, because no distractions can come from that. That's how I see it. I'm completely focused. I'm zoomed in on this. You know, nobody can distract me or pull me away from it. And you know, I've done that with things before. So I think that works, you know, a lot of times that works for people.
You know, and I just like to piggyback off of what Tiffany is saying to the caller, that sometimes it's a good thing to shut up or have shut mouth ministry or shut mouth grace, because some things are not always meant to be talked about when you're going through your process, because sometimes your process is too heavy for other people to take. And so, what I mean
mm-hmm.
by that, some people don't mean to be judgmental, but sometimes you can be going through something so traumatic and you could be in a crisis that they don't understand, but you're in the process, you know, of going into your next, that sometimes you just need to be still and get centered within yourself so you can process what you're going through instead of talking about it. So, you know, I always need amen corner, because the amen, what I call it, an amen corner, is those people that always agree with your pain. Come on now. You don't need somebody to agree with your pain. That's not helping you get through it. That's not encouraging you. That's encouraging the pain. Well, the pain is already going to be there. What you need is somebody to hold your arms up while you're in the process of going through your next. And sometimes when you don't have that, then it's good to just be quiet and watch it all unfold, because it's unfolding for your good. See, people don't understand when you're in I can't get the definition because she said it so fast, what the definition was, and I got acceptable to yourself. When you're preparing and making things acceptable to yourself, that does not sound like a good process to me. That sounds like that you're starting at the beginning and you're beginning to get stretched to be something that you've never come before. And when you're being stretched, it's going to be acceptable to yourself before you can give it to others.
Mm. That's good. That's good.
Chippy, you done started something. You done started something.
That is so good what you just said. Before going on, Kyla, did you want to add anything else or have something to say with that?
Yes, that's real good. I like what both of you said. Also, I just wanted to add on there, too. A lot of times we prepare for things, but we're not ready for the outcome, you know. Some of us prepare for certain things, but we're not ready for what's about to come out of the bag. How do you think you can help or talk to someone that's preparing for something but not ready for what's about to happen at the end of the road, if that makes sense?
Makes perfect sense. That is so good. And that goes back to the first bullet we had discussed last week about having that sense of direction, because you know you're preparing yourself for something, you know, and you know that there's going to be this outcome that you've been waiting for and looking for, and then you said you get there, it's like, what do I do? I'm not ready. That's why I said when you know the direction you're headed in, when you know what it is that you are doing and you're expecting that outcome, you having a sense of direction means you know what's coming. You know that it's attainable. You know it's achievable. Having a sense of direction in the beginning should prepare you and align you with what that outcome is going to be, so that you don't, what do they call it, self-sabotage, so that you don't, you know, mess up what you already know is coming.
And if I can piggyback real fast and call her area code 867-361, hold on for just a moment. We're going to open up your mic and let you chime in. But when you say preparing but not ready for the outcome, what stuck out to me was stepping out too soon. Sometimes you can have a vision, and like Tiffany said, you could be in the process of preparing and preparation and doing your research and planning and staying focused, but it still it may not be time. Sometimes you have to research the research, if y'all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you have to research until you get what we call in school saturation, until you're saturated with the knowledge, and then you have the motivation to attach with the saturation, and then when you step out, come on, you'll be ready to move. But sometimes we get a little vision, and then we want to put on running shoes and think we got it all down. Sometimes it may take a year, it may take 2 years, but when you prepare and then you're not ready for the outcome, then you shouldn't question, because maybe you just stepped out a little too soon. And I'm going to open up the mic. Caller 864-361. Your mic is open. You have a question? Comment? 864, area code. Your mic is open. Did you have a question, comment? 361, did you have a comment? I guess they just wanted to listen in. So, yeah, you just stepped out too soon. And then sometimes everything is not always for us to know with the outcome that we're looking for. It's been a lot of things, in my life that I have prepared and had an expected outcome, and the outcome was not what I had expected, but it had turned out so much greater, because we have to be able to reach past what we think. We have to be able to reach past what we know. And our outcome could be real little, but when we get there, it could be totally different. And sometimes when it seems like we didn't reach our mark, we really have reached our mark, if you know what I'm saying. Come on, Tiffany. They started something on this phone, right?
That is so good. And like you said about doing your research, because that was a point that we discussed, too, last week. But that's why you said you sat there too soon. That's why sometimes, like I said, you can't self-sabotage what's going on. And that's usually what will happen when you jump too soon. And that's usually what will happen when you are just not ready. Also, too, it's just knowing that you know what that time frame. Give yourself, I would say, make it fair for yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You know, do not cheat yourself.
That's
and
good.
give yourself a real opportunity. I think sometimes we give other people more credit and opportunity than we give for ourselves. But if we give ourselves a true opportunity at being our best and whatever it is that we're doing, even if it's just being our best selves, then there's no way we could, you know, there's no way we could fail in that. There's no way we could mess that up. There's no way we can self-sabotage ourselves, you know, giving yourself that opportunity. And that brings me to another point of be serious with yourself. Be very serious about what you are doing. Like I said, if you are not serious, no one else will be able to take you serious. And that is not a good feeling. Don't become lazy. Don't be undeveloped because you were not serious and you didn't take yourself serious. Serious people know what I mean about being serious about what it is that they're doing. You're not playing games with nobody, and you're not playing games about nothing. What you do next and how successful it is from you, because there is never, your success is as far as you want it to go. Just because you've reached one success level doesn't mean there's not another success level for you to reach, whether it's within yourself or whether it's with, you know, a business career or anything. And so putting all your effort into that is what's going to allow you to see the results that you want to see. And it's going, and then other people are going to be able to look at you and know, like, you know, you hear that when they say always be a role model no matter where you are, because you just never know who's looking. There are people that are going to be looking like, I remember seeing you like this, and now you like this. You've been serious about whatever it is that you're doing.
Yeah. We have another caller, but I want to give a shout-out to Bob. He is in the chat. He said, good day, Bob. Coffee, anyone? So we want to say hey to Bob down under in Australia. I think it's like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But we have another caller, 513-331. Your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? 513-331, your mic is open. Did you have a question or a comment? Okay, we're going to keep it moving. So, yeah, caller 706, did you have anything you wanted to add? Or 628, 706, your mic is still open. Did you have anything else to add?
Yes, I did. I am just being so blessed by the conversation, especially talking about being, prepared for your next and, you know, how to prepare and what is yet before you. When I think back in the Bible, I'm a spiritual person. I think about how, Moses brought the children out of bondage and was on their way to the promised land and what, you know, God had for them. They had already been prepared while they were in bondage for what God had for them. But because they brought all of their baggage and their attitudes, they ended up not, you know, getting to their promise. And even those who were told that you can't even go in because of your attitude, you can't go where I'm going to take everybody else because you would, you know, taint it. So we have to be careful about our attitudes because our attitudes are contagious and people will, you know, catch them whether they desire to or not. We can impress people in different ways. So our attitudes have a whole lot to do with our, you know, preparation for our next.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to piggyback off that and go back to what Tiffany said when she was talking about time frames. And, you know, what stuck out to me was don't cheat yourself and give yourself more credit. Like me and many others that I know, that when I have goals that I want to reach, I am so hard on myself that, you know, I had to ease up on myself from being so hard, because when you're hard on yourself, you don't celebrate yourself for the small accomplishments. You're always reaching for the big thing and trying to reach yourself for the big thing, but then you knock yourself when you do the little things because you're always looking at the big things. And to me, that's cheating yourself, because every accomplishment deserves a reward. Every accomplishment deserves, hey, you did a good job. You know what I'm saying? So when you're hard on yourself, you don't give yourself the credit that's due during your process in your next, because keep in mind, it is a process. And I think we miss that, and that goes back to putting the effort in, but the way we even think about ourselves when we're going through our processes is important, like the caller said. So if you're very hard on yourself, it'll be hard for you to even move forward, because now you think you're lacking something in the midst of your process.
That's
caller 628, did you want to add anything to that, 628? Yeah, overthinking. Caller 628.
What I was getting from also with preparation is when all else fails, I always have an emergency kit. You know, a lot of times when you're preparing for something, sometimes it don't go right. So you got to have an emergency kit. What else can you do to keep you moving in motion? Do that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's good.
I always have a backup.
Yep, that's good. That's good. And going back to what you said, Stacey, that's that overthinking. We have to stop overthinking everything with ourselves sometimes. You know, when we have so much time to just think and think and think and think on things, it turns into those, you know, overthinking the worst and being that hard on ourselves. And, you know, you just start thinking too much sometimes, and it's like, I didn't have too much time to think. I need to stop right now because, you know, it's not getting me somewhere. Sometimes that overthinking can cause you to, you know, fail right
Tiffany,
where you
if I,
are.
Tiffany, if I overthink, I'm shutting it down. If I overthink, I'm not going to do it. If
yeah,
I put my thoughts into
I'm
everything
at.
That I'm going to do, eventually I will find everything that's wrong with it, and I will talk myself out of it.
Yep.
Because I went through every scenario. I thought about the financial. I thought about the energy that is going to do it. I thought about
yep.
the goal and how hard it is. It's going to reach it, and I'm overthinking, and I'm overthinking, and I'm overthinking, and then I'm not going to do it. Now I have just, like you said earlier, I have just self-sabotage my next and where
mm-hmm.
I need to go, because I just overthought what's the process that is happening in me, and now it's too hard, and now I just cheated myself out of moving
yep.
forward into my vision because I thought too much about it.
Thought too much about it, and that's where, yep, that's a lot of times that's where a lot of people actually fall short. That's where a lot of people fall short. And I think something else that is good, too, is this is going back to the insecurity that people have and getting out of that insecurity. We have to learn how to, I think this works for next, you know, moving into your next, too, is learning how to build your own self-esteem. We have to learn how to build our own self-esteem and find our superpowers and the things that we thought didn't even know existed or that was there. But building
mm-hmm.
your self-esteem will help you towards preparing for your next as well. And I think, too, that the further you go along and the more you find yourself actually where you get to reward yourself in the end, That's building yourself. Mm-hmm. That's building your self-esteem. That's you seeing you take off into golfing, you know, and then you're finding a new confidence level, a new boost of, you know, who I am and what I can do that, you know, like I said, that you didn't even know existed. So I think that, I think that, you know, learning how to build your self-esteem up.
Now check this out. The definition of self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth or ability, self-respect. Mm-hmm. Confidence in one's own worth, ability, and self-respect. So when you talk about building your own self-esteem, it's basically building your confidence up while you are in the place that you're in now. A lot of people want to have self-esteem when they get to their next, and sometimes that doesn't work. I think it's the in-between where we need to build, in the beginning and in the between,
yeah,
where we need to build that confidence so when we get to our next, we'll have the capacity to hold our next or have the capacity,
yes,
to move, to flow into our next. You understand what I'm saying? Because if you don't have confidence in where you're going, how are you going to hold it when you get there?
That's good. That's good. And I wanted to go back, and I want to go back, too, to what the caller 706 was talking about with the friends, because I'm going to show you something here and how jealousy and self-esteem meet each other and how all of that stuff, you know, creeps in and where it comes from to help somebody, you know, pluck their roots up. Because you got your three friends that all, you know, you got these four friends that all like the same guy. And out of these four friends that all like the same guy, he chooses the one that he wants to get with. So now these friends find themselves separating from that one friend because he chose them. So now jealousy's going to find its way in because now it's like, oh, well, why did he choose her over us? Or what does she have that we don't have, you know? Or what does she say that we don't do? Or it's probably this and it's probably that. And then you have that one friend that's going to feel a type of way. So now she's not going to be able to probably keep friends because she's going to have in the back of her mind that, well, my friends think this, this, and that, that about me, or I lost this friend because this happened and he chose me. And that's where that, that's where all of that stuff falls in, finds its way into us, and then we're going on in our relationship, and that goes to what she was also saying about the children and, you know, they were not able to let go of the negative relationship experience of the past. And that's where all mm-hmm. of that stuff comes in and then messes with us in our cycle years of trying to move forward. That's why we got to just rid all of it and perceive things differently. And that's going to bring me to my last point, which is, to know that it's okay, and also what caller, you know, the 628 caller was saying about, you know, to whom we can't speak to, know that it is okay to tell people or involve people that will hold you accountable and that want to see you succeed. I'm not talking about the Debbie Downers, but the people that actually want to see you succeed in making. Seeking guidance or counseling and even a mentor, and I think that's been very big on this show with a lot of topics that we have discussed and you know, spoke on. Seeking guidance or counsel and even a mentor can be good for your growth and what you are seeking to do. Like-minded people, mm-hmm. get in with people that can teach you and get in with people that can help you reach. They know what it takes to be successful, and they can give you some great advice and help you connect.
That's good. That's good. But do you also believe that you need mentorship in the area where you're trying to go? Because you can have people that encourage you, but people that have already been there, mentorship is very, very important because how can you take me to a place that you haven't even experienced yet yourself? So I think when people seek out a mentor, they need to be, you know, very careful. And that's some great information. And we do push that mentorship because I believe mm-hmm. a person needs that person as an accountability partner, needs that sounding board, that person that knows where you're trying to go and has already been through those processes so they can help you through your own processes. So that's real good. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to open up their mic and see. Caller 864-361, do you have a question or a comment? What about caller 331, area code 513-331? Your mic is open. Did you have a comment or a question? 513-331, did you have a question or a comment?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay. Good. I like the comment that was just made concerning mentors and those who are going to help you through processes if they've already been to that level where you're trying to go. But on the other hand, you got to look at the sabotagers too, those who will look at what you have and you spill everything out to them or give them everything, and really you've already probably at the point that you need to be, just need that little encouragement. But then next thing you see your plan and it's working on somebody else or it's working with somebody else because you've given it all out in your situation. You were sabotaged. You have to be careful. Like Tiffany said, you got to really know that they're for you, because everybody's not for you and everybody's not for your vision. Everybody's not for your dream. You got to understand those that come to know those. What do you say? Come to know those that labor among you. You got to know them. And know that they're going to encourage, that they're there to build, to edify, and to strengthen you. Other than that, they can kill your vision, kill your dream, your focus and everything, and you find yourself feeling belittled or beneath or in a feeling like, I can't move, I'm stuck. Who was at the man at the pool? I have nobody to put me in. You find yourself in a position that you're stuck. And you've been sabotaged or misused and abused and caused you to back up. So mentors are wonderful. I'm not downing mentors, but everybody can't mentor, don't mentor, because like you said, Stacey, they don't have it because they have not been there. That's good.
And that's important. That's important to know. Because like you said, you know, you'll mess around and see someone else running off with your vision. Then it's like, wait a minute, what happened? But that's where, and you know, that is another point to where people will find themselves stuck, stagnated, and, you know, depressed and discouraged because they like, well, dang, I didn't open up to this person, they done ran off. But that's where we have to be confident in ourselves and also know, too, like, hey, you know, if God said it's for me, it's for me. Now, they may be doing it, but watch how I do it, because I know what he said about what he showed me that I am supposed to do, and so I'm going to do it. And I think that's where a lot of us find ourselves stuck sometimes, because we'll do that comparing to oranges, apples, and lemons. We'll do that, well, this person is doing it already, or that person is doing, but know how that person is doing it is not the same way that you're going to do it, and you may not even be reaching the same people that they're reaching.
Definitely.
So that is very good, but we also have to remember, too, that we can't allow ourselves to, you know, get discouraged in the midst or feel like, well, I'm not going to do it anymore because of what that person they think they done ran off with, you know, and trying to steal your stuff, and then got to give it to you more, you know, better on how
Absolutely.
To do it, you know. I think that is good. Like you said, though, you know, we can't entrust in everybody. We cannot.
Absolutely.
And I'm not telling anybody to entrust in everybody, you know, but having some solid counsel is very good when you want to go to places that you have never been, so that we don't get afraid, so that we don't procrastinate, so that we don't get stuck and stagnated. Because for people that give up easy, or for people that find themselves stuck, stagnated, procrastinated, and not moving anywhere, they need people that's going to help them see their vision and push them, and that's going to help them come out in places that they've never saw themselves, you know. And so I think it's good sometimes that they can find someone that they can trust in to help them, you know, do that. And for me, I've been finding myself around, you know, people that are far more advanced and further along than I am, because that's where I'm like, that's where I want to be. That's where I see myself. I'm not trying to be in the same place that I'm in. So I don't care to link with people that's in the same place that I'm in, because I'm trying to find my, you know, I want to go further along, and I want to know, you know, what did it take for you to get to that place, and how did you make it? How did you get there? You know, how were you able to get it done? You know, what actions did you take to get it done,
yeah,
and to make sure by any means necessary you was going to get there?
You
that
know,
sounds like the pursuit of
real fast. Yeah, I want to piggyback a little bit off what Tiffany is talking about, because when you think about having people in your life and you sharing and sharing and sharing, and then they end up stealing or taking what you have labored for, I go back to the bullet point that she talked about, doing your research and staying focused. And like the caller earlier today was talking about having a shut mouth ministry. Some things are not always to be repeated over and over, even with your mentors. Some things need to stay in the nesting phase. And it happened to me early on, having a lot of zeal but not a lot of wisdom, which means I was really excited about what was going on. And, you know, I had mentors and I trusted them with every single piece that I was doing, but I didn't have the capacity to move in what I didn't have the capacity to move in the vision. And what happened was that it was such a great vision to them, and they had the capacity and they had the money. Well, they went off and did it, and then I'm sitting over in the corner twiddling my thumb trying to figure out what happened. I had a lot of zeal and I didn't have a lot of wisdom, but I didn't do my research and I didn't stay focused enough to sit still and listen and let it be birthed in me. Instead, I gave it away.
That's good.
I gave it
away.
Wow. We got about three minutes left. Every time it gets good, our time runs out. But that's how it goes. That's why we keep coming back, you know, throwing out these nuggets. So I want to thank everybody for this awesome show, preparing for your next. I also want to thank my co-host, Tiffany Hunter, for these outstanding topics. My goodness, and all the callers, and Bob from Down Under waking up with us again on today. You know, it's 3 o'clock there, so he's in the chat. He didn't say anything, but we want to thank you and caller 706 and all the callers that have called in. So I'm going to turn it over to Tiffany. She has the last 2 minutes, so she can give you a hearty goodbye, whatever else she wants to say.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, first, for just having me and allowing me to come forth and just share all of this. It's amazing. What I just want to just let you all know is, get yourself a journal and track your day-to-day goals, and get a checklist and start marking it off, and you'd be surprised, you know, what it is that you're getting done. Don't cut any corners with yourself or half-step anything. Be patient and trust the process. Make sure that you are making your goals realistic and attainable to reach. Don't overdo it by overthinking, and give it your all, because your next depends all on you. So all I'm going to ask is you ready for your next? Are you prepared? Thank you all so much. Love y'all. See y'all next Saturday.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh.